Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
We are back on Rutherford Issues, and we want to remind you that we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. They serve members with more than just electricity. Their community outreach team works with schools, parents, and students to provide engaging and unique learning experiences. Find out more at mte.com. We're going to be talking about the Compassionate Friends today, a national organization, and we're going to find out about that from Alicia McFarland and Cheryl Petrelli, who are in studio with us today. First of all, good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good to have you here.
Us.
Absolutely. So who wants to tell me, you know, the elevator speech about what Compassionate Friends is? You want to do that, Ms. Cheryl?
I will. When a child dies at any age, the family suffers intense pain and may feel helpless and isolated. The Compassionate Friends provides highly personal comfort, hope, and support to every family experiencing the death of a son or a daughter, a brother or a sister, or a grandchild, and helps others better assist the grieving family.
Oh, wow. So how long has this organization been around? A long time, it sounds like.
Oh, gosh.
I think it started, it's international.
Mm-hmm.
It started in the 90s, where it became more worldwide as far as local chapters.
And we have a local chapter,
we
apparently.
We do have a local chapter, and that's why we're here.
Awesome.
Yeah, we meet the third Sunday of every month at Central Christian Church here in Murfreesboro. It's on 404 East Main Street, kind of in the center of town. And we meet from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m.
So tell me a little bit about your story and how you became part of that, and whoever goes first, we'll go with the Alicia go first then, and then maybe Cheryl can share her story about how you became involved and why with Compassionate Friends.
Okay, yeah. Okay, 9 years ago, my firstborn son, Stetson, passed away suddenly and unexpectedly, and you know, nobody got it. You know, nobody understands really child loss unless you have a child loss, you know. And so I didn't know about our local Murfreesboro chapter for several months, probably about 6 months after we had lost our son. And my husband had found out somebody from our church had told us, hey, I think you could get support from coming, mm-hmm. you know, going to the local chapter. They really helped me when I first lost, you know, when they first lost their son. So I started attending, and that's when I met Cheryl. And I met her the first meeting, and then I just stayed because they helped me so much, but they've become kind of like family to me. So I continue to go every month and support them and support new grieving families. And you know, some people, actually it's been several years since they've lost their child, but they never got support or never found anybody that understood, and when they come, we're there to help them. So that's my story.
So Miss Cheryl, you were there when Alicia was, and you were telling me right before we went on the air that it was special for you to meet her because of her name,
right? My daughter Alicia passed away at age 44 from pancreatic cancer. And I was a hospice nurse for 17 years and thought I knew just about everything about death and dying, but I did not. When it's yours that you lost, it affects you differently, and you realize that it's a special kind of grieving you go through with the loss of a child that's different from other losses. There's grief. There are many kinds of grief, but our group specializes in the grief associated with a child loss and or a grandchild, mm-hmm. for a grandparent or a brother and sister, because those are a little different from some of the others. And we understand the grief that a person is going through. My hospice preparation didn't prepare me for the loss of a child, and I don't think anybody can be prepared for the loss of a child. So having others around you that have experienced that is very strengthening emotionally and physically, because you can talk about your child in a safe way. Other people have gone on with their lives, and you're still dealing with this big hole in your heart.
Yeah.
So we offer support to each other. We learn, and that's partly why I've continued with this group. We are compassionate, and not everybody can be compassionate, and you can't talk about your child with a lot of other people because they're afraid you might cry or they don't know how to respond. So we feel safe in this group, and we share literature with families also that are helping explain some of the sentiments that they're going through and what they're experiencing.
Alicia McFarland and Cheryl Petrelli are here with us to talk about the Compassionate Friends, meeting every third Sunday of the month at Central Christian Church. We'll tell you more about that again in a moment. It sounds like, Alicia, that this group not only helps you in dealing with the loss of a child, but you also, at your own rate and speed, go into being an encouragement to others and helping them through that. My question is, how does that help you in the grieving process of losing a child?
Well, that's a good question. So I will say, going back, so my son Stetson, he was 3.5 when he passed away. And the first year that he passed away, it was a fog. Like, it was very hard to wake up. It was very hard to make decisions, big decisions. And I was told, actually, by our personal counselor, you know, try not to make big, you know, decisions, personal decisions. You know, try not to move, try not to buy a car if you don't have to, those type of things, because it's very hard. You're foggy. The second year, it's like you wake up from that fog and you're crushed by the awareness of, you know, he's just not gone to grandparents for the weekend, or, you know, just, you're just more aware. So it's really even harder. So the third year, when I came out of the second year, what I did for myself that helped me was I made a journal. So every day I made a gratitude journal. So I tried to think of something in that day that I was thankful for, and I would write it down. And I did it actually in my notes app on my phone. And if it was just, you know, I got, you know, 5 minutes alone to pray, or I was able to see a friend today that I don't get to normally get to see, I wrote that down. And that very much helped me not focus on just the loss of my child, but that, you know, God has given me other opportunities and joys in my life. And so when I come to the meeting and I can encourage people, and I don't think that I was there early on that I could easily encourage, but now, since I'm 9 years out, it helps me because I know the feelings, I know the emotions, I know the dumb questions that people ask you or that people say to you, and I just am there for other people to not walk alone in this journey. That's what we're here for.
Now, Cheryl, is this group for men and women? I mean, anyone who has lost a child, grandchild, or even a sibling?
It's open to anyone. We encourage both husbands and wives, but mostly women attend the group. Men are a little more reluctant to share some of these raw feelings and emotions. But when they do come, they participate. And it's amazing to see that they are able to hear others express some of their grief and know that it's okay. It's a safe group.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an organization that has no fees. It's a self-help, self-taught kind of group, and we teach each other how to deal with the grief that we're experiencing. And there are different stages of it. And you go forward and sometimes you go back and then you go forward again. It's not a specific step that you can count on going through. And we share that with each other so that others aren't surprised when, you know, they have a really bad day. We still have bad days. They're not as bad as they were initially. Like Alicia said, the first year you're in a fog and you don't remember much of anything. Second year, the fog's gone and the total impact of the loss reaches you. One thing I realize in here, we share our stories with each other at each meeting, briefly or in detail, depending upon how much you need to share. Some people can share a lot, some people can share a little, but we encourage whatever they're able to do. And
maybe someone just wants to listen and hear the stories and how others are going through it.
And that's what we do. We listen to each other and we learn from each other. And we're there together with a common purpose to help us heal. But healing is a process and it's ongoing.
Do you have a Facebook page or anything like that that's out there that folks could go to for the local chapter and find out more?
We do have a Facebook page. It's The Compassionate Friends, Murfreesboro.
Okay.
Basically, you search that and it will pop up. And then anybody can reach out to our email at TCFMBurro. So that's tcfmburrow@gmail.com if you have any questions or you need support or anything. We also have a phone number that people can call. It's 615-896-4343. We just ask that you leave a message and we will return your call. And we do... we do events yearly that are nice. So some people, you know, whether they live kind of far away, they can't make the local chapter every month, but they attend our events that we have. And we have one coming up. Cheryl, yes. You want to share that?
When Mother's Day approaches, for a person who's lost a child, it's a very sensitive time. And several years ago, one of our members suggested we have a bereaved mother's tea, and she held it in her home, and it was a fairly small gathering. And we've kind of expanded on that because it was so successful and rewarding to those who attend, because when you're a bereaved mother, you're still a mother. But we can focus on our children that day. We bring a picture of them and we tell a little bit about their story. And we can share their name with others, even though they're not with us anymore. And so it's coming up May 7th.
No, May 5th.
Oh.
May 5th. This year.
Is it May? Oh, okay. May 5th.
That's a Sunday.
Today's the 7th. Yeah. I'm sorry. May 5th. It's the Sunday before Mother's Day, so that it doesn't conflict with other activities you might have on a regular Mother's Day. And it's May 5th from 3 to 5, and it will be at Forest Oaks Club, Section 1 Clubhouse.
But we would like RSVPs. If you're interested in doing that, we would love to have you. But if you would RSVP to our Gmail, tcfmburrow@gmail, or call us at 615-896-4343, just so we have enough food, we have enough, we do a craft typically, we have enough supplies and stuff for that. We also have a butterfly release in September. We used to have a balloon release, and then there's rules against that, so we can't do that anymore. And then we have a candle lighting in December, a national candle lighting that we have, and it's also a lovely event.
So for folks who want to participate in the events, participate in the group, again, just look up the Compassionate Friends Murfreesboro on Facebook. I'll put links to all of that in the podcast description today for everybody to take a look at. And it's been great talking with you today. If we can do anything to promote your events or when you meet and things of that nature, let us know. We'd be glad to do that.
Great. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
It's wonderful that you can mention us to the public, because so many people don't know about it.
Right, right.
And it's a group that, unless you meet the circumstances, you don't know about it. It's a club you don't want to belong to.
Right, but it's good that it's there. Mm-hmm.
But there's a reason we're there. Sure. And it's been over 30 years. Our chapter has been in existence at least 25 years.
Very good to know. Well, thank you again for both being here. And again, we'll put the information in the description on the website for you. Again, The Compassionate Friends, Murfreesboro, and on Facebook, and the number 896-4343 to leave a message. And again, all of that will be on the description of the podcast. My thanks to Alicia McFarland and Cheryl Petrelli for joining us today. And again, if you missed part of the show, came in a bit late, want to listen back to more, check WGNSradio.com/listen to see where you can see or watch your favorite programs.
Hello friends, Lenny Farmer with Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home. More than I can count, we have taken care of families who were totally caught off guard with the passing of